Welcome back. There's a special event coming up in the East Grand Forks, Grand Forks area along the Greenway, right next to the Red River of the North. It's a four-day music event, the first of its kind, and according to organizers, the first of many more for the future. Lots of diversity in music, from folk to gospel. One of the organizers is Tricia Lunsky. Give us details on what's going on, Tricia.
We are going to take over the Greenway just north of the Demers Bridge.
Okay.
And then every day we're going to have a local organization take us over. So Thursday will be Alley Alive Takeover Day. So you'll come down. You can hear some great free live music. The Gear Daddies will be the headliner. And you'll also be able to visit with a lot of crafters, artists, and other kind of vendors. And then Friday is Happy Harry's Blues on the Red takes over.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be more of a blues kind of night. Food trucks will be there all 4 days.
Okay.
And then Friday, you can also come down for lunch. Saturday, we're going to start bright and early, 9 a.m., because the Wild Hog Marathon runs through. So we're going to be cheering
them on. Okay.
And then we'll be there all day Saturday with a small break in the afternoon for sound check. And that day is Dead Man Winter, the lead singer of Trampled by Turtles, his sub-band.
Wow.
And then, I forgot to mention, Friday is Shannon Kerfman. She is originally from Fargo, and she is now touring with Kid Rock.
Impressive.
And Sunday is the Friends of the North Dakota Museum of Art are sponsoring an event that will be a gospel brunch. So you can come out, have food trucks and mimosas, Bloody Marys. It should be kind of fun.
So that's four big days. You're taking over the Greenway near the Red River by the Sorley Bridge, right?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned the word free. Is all of this music free?
Yep. All of the music is free. You do have to purchase tickets to purchase food or beverage.
Right.
But all the music's free, so you can come down and enjoy this event.
Well, this is a first-time deal, isn't it? Has it happened before?
Nope. This is our first year, but we've committed to doing it for 3 years. So.
Okay. And whose idea was this, Tricia?
It was Jamie Lunsky's.
Okay.
And he's wanted to do this for many years,
yeah.
And so he just kind of said, now's the time.
Sure. Well, the weather should be nice, and it's a great time to be outside and enjoy live music. And as Tricia mentioned, there'll be vendors available for food and beverage, and it all begins on Thursday. Now, if you would be specific on times each evening, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when does it begin?
Okay, so Thursday, doors open at 5.
Okay.
And live music will also start at 5.
Right.
And then our curfew, our end is at 10, and Gear Daddies takes the stage at 8.
Okay.
And then Friday, we'll be open for lunch from 11 to 1:30. And then we open up again at 5, and that night we close at 11.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday?
Saturday at 9 a.m. for the runners.
Okay.
And we will be down there till 2:30. And then gates open again from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay, that's Saturday. And then for the Sunday brunch for gospel music?
Yep, the gates open at 10 a.m. and we'll shut down at 1:30.
Okay, well, congratulations to you and all those people involved in this. It takes a lot of planning, and it's wonderful. Another reason why the arts and culture are very much alive in Greater Grand Forks, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right. Tricia Lunsky, thank you so much. And nothing but the best for your 4 days there, all right?
Okay, sounds great.
Take care. Tricia Lunsky on Pioneer 90.1.